Welcome to News Video Clip. Elon Musk is being sued in Mississippi because his Grok data center, xAI, is polluting the air like crazy. It's making people's lives a living hell. So naturally, Donald Trump's corrupt Justice Department is coming to the rescue, reports the New York Times, and they are actually defending Elon. Here's Jennifer Welch at I've Had It, and she's got more of this story.
Moving along, the DOJ, same subject, is arguing that Elon Musk's data center powering Grok has the right to pollute. Pop this up. The New York Times is reporting the Justice Department is seeking to throw out a lawsuit against Elon Musk's company, xAI, over the data center's air pollution, saying it has the right to run polluting gas-burning turbines in Mississippi, despite not having permits for them. The department cited national security concerns, saying Elon Musk's company had played a crucial role in the Iran war. It also argued it has the authority to stop environmental lawsuits brought by citizens. Mississippi's in the Bible Belt state. Josh, you and I grew up in the Bible Belt state. What amazes me about the Republican Party is their ability to tell people, on the one hand, we are pro-life. We value life so incredibly much that we think if you're raped by your uncle, that's God's will, and you're going to have that baby. That's how much they value life, in a real twisted, sadistic kind of way, right? But on the other hand, when it comes to corporations completely plundering the environment, which is going to cause cancer clusters, generational health issues, warming of the climate, etc., they're absolutely pro-death. And
boy, she just nails it, Jennifer Welch, once again. And she's right. Not one pro-life organization has said one word about Elon Musk polluting Mississippi. Plus, Elon doesn't even have a permit to pollute Mississippi. And what is this supposed right that he has to pollute Mississippi, according to the Trump Justice Department? I would love to see where that right is. Is it in the Constitution? I must have missed that. All righty, we have another Elon Musk story. Now, as we all know, Elon has gotten billions of dollars in corporate welfare, which is actually our tax dollars, for free. But that's not Elon's only source of money. Elon has also been getting private investments from investors in China and Middle East Muslims, despite his public hatred of Muslims. This is absolutely true. ProPublica reports a businessman with ties to Chinese military contractors was among the overseas investors who acquired stakes in SpaceX while it was still a private company. This is before it went on the stock market. An entity linked to the Qatari royal family, those are the Muslims, also took a stake in the company. So that's amazing. Elon Musk, he hates Muslims on Twitter X. But on the side, he's secretly taking their money. What a hypocrite. Anyone surprised? Not me. All righty, let's go on to Washington, D.C. And J.D. Vance was trying to defend Donald Trump's amazing deal to end the Iran war. And J.D. let it slip that, well, not everything's actually written down in the deal to end the war. In fact, stuff like the nuclear thing that we went to war over, sorry, it's not there, because J.D. says words don't matter.
How long is the moratorium on enriching uranium for Iran? And are any of these gentlemen's agreements written down anywhere?
So some of them are written down, but fundamentally, whether they're written down or spoken, this is why we structured the deal that we did, because we don't trust words. We trust action and we trust conduct. And so we're going to reward conduct, and we're not going to reward any words, whether they're written on a sheet of paper or not. There's a lot of discussion, the MOU, the gentlemen's agreements, the final deal. Words don't matter, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, wait a second. Words don't matter, ladies and gentlemen. That's funny because every single treaty, every single deal the United States has ever made since this country was founded have included words. Yes, words do matter. J.D. Vance is simply trying to gaslight you and pretend they don't matter because they're not actually in Trump's deal. It's unbelievable. All righty. Now, as we all know, the Iran war has driven everybody's energy prices through the roof. Except unless you live in Spain, where their prices have actually gone down. Spain's switch to clean energy has worked. Their electric bills are actually lower during the Iran war, while U.S. prices skyrocket. Euro News reports that Spain has been making the transition out of fossil fuels and reduced their dependence 75% since 2019. Wow. So basically, Spain is far ahead of the United States. They're like light years ahead of us because we don't believe in global warming, right, MAGA? Dumbasses. The next time a MAGA person cries and whines about their energy prices, throw that story in their face. Alrighty, we have that story and all of our stories linked below this video because we back up everything we say. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, the paid influencers, the liars, Benny Johnson, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Tim Pool with his stupid skull cap. Jeez, Jimmy Dore. These people are all paid off. They're ridiculous. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have for today. If you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. And we'll have more stories for you later. Thanks.